Moms.
If I'm distracted doing something and she's already said mom, 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 the third time she'll go, Katy Perry. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, don't call me that.
It's Our Moment with Carol Lafori.
Yes, it's the second week of Mom's Moment. It's a new feature we're going to do every Thursdays where we just have a safe space and we have some conversations around being a mom, being a parent. And we just weigh in and maybe jiggy our brains to not see things so black and white and rather allow a space to think out of the box. Because what I've learned from being a parent myself and being a mom is no child is the same, so your kid and the way you parent will be very different to how I do it, etc., etc. So it's made room for this conversation. We started last week with our first topic, which was mama's boys. And the context around this conversation comes from the podcast. It's a Joe Rogan podcast, right, where he sat down with Dr. Gabor Mate talking about the whole concept of mama's boy and how we perceive it as society. Well, let me play for you what triggered the conversation.
And what about the concept of creating, you know, what someone would call a mama's boy, someone who is scared of the outside world and just wants comfort and attention and just wants to be sheltered from stress and anxiety all the time. They just want to be alone with their mother and their parents.
Yeah, it happens. But why does it happen?
Why does it happen?
So there's a study that I quote in the book where they looked at, I don't know, 1,000 or 700 women, new mothers, and how they related to their infants. And most of them related very well. Some were not that available, and some were extra doting and extra coddling, you might say, with their infants. They looked at the adults 35 years later. The people that were the most independent and successful and self-actualized were the ones that were super loved by their mothers. Okay. Now, and the conclusion of the researchers was you can't love children too much. Now, the case that you describe is not too much loving, but loving that comes from a very anxious place. So these mothers that coddle their kids when the kids doesn't need coddling, they're not doing it because the child needs it. They're doing it because they need it.
Right.
They need it. They're doing it because they were not coddled enough. They're anxious, and they pass that anxiety onto the child. You don't create those dependent kids by loving them. You create them by imposing your own agenda on them, your own anxieties on them. So those are the mama's boys, if you want to call them that. But the mama's boy is just a very anxious person who downloaded his parents' or her parents' anxieties.
That is what sparked the conversation. And so I ask you, with this in mind, what are your thoughts on the concept of mama's boys? Because we now know that there's no such thing as loving a child too much. However, when it comes from a place of your own as a parent anxiety, your own as a parent anxiousness, you're actually passing on that anxiety and anxiousness on the child and create something else. So we ask you to weigh in.
Morning, Carol. I have a son now, 36 years old, who I had when I was 35. And that son has been my rock all through my life, and not just for me, but also for his two sisters and for our family. He probably is a mama's boy, and he probably would tell you that himself. He's a 6'4", big boy, very capable, but has a heart of gold. I think that if we bring up sons like that, they are only going to make better husbands.
Being a mama's boy is cool. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, whereas to some, it may come across as an insult. But in the presence of all of that, whatever it is that they are referring to when they call you a mama's boy, can we still see the qualities of a good man from you? Strength, protection, even showing emotion, you know, being honest about your emotions and stuff.
I've been married to a mama's boy. There's extreme measures of being called a mama's boy, where you get the ones that would choose the mother over his own family that he's made. My son is now almost 22, and I actually don't want him growing up in that way. Every wrong that you do, your mother's going to cover up for you and make it seem like you're not wrong.
We're going to get into it some more. Keep them coming. 061-792-9495. So we have Star on the line. Hi, Star. How are you?
Morning, Carol. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I believe you're a mom to two boys.
Yes, I'm a boy mom.
Tell me about it. What do you think about this mom's topic today around mama's
boys? You know, it is very interesting when I had the topic, because I've always observe how my two sons receive love differently. Mm. So they're both same mom, same household, same upbringing, but it now depends on them and their personalities, because my younger son is very receptive of love. So all the hugs and kisses and all the things that us moms do, I feel like it comes naturally also to moms to want to be like huggy and kissy and what other people might perceive as coddling towards us. And my younger son is very receptive to that. My older son, however, like, he accepts it, but he like sets his boundaries. He gives me like that push, like, okay, I love you, mom, but like,
that's enough.
Yeah. Absolutely. Which really boils down to the fact that sometimes we judge moms for being overbearing, but it's really just the attachment style of the different child and 100%. Their personality.
100%. And I do, like I said earlier, we all think there's a manual somehow that, you know, to raise a kid, until, you know, you have one in your house and you're trying to figure out, who is this person and how do I raise them the way they need me to be, you know? I love that. I love that perspective, that every child is different and you just need to navigate that the way you can, right? Then there's the other side of it, right? Where what Dr. Gabor's talking about is where the moms are passing down their lack of hugs and kisses and all of that onto the kids. And for example, with your son, who's not really about that, but you force that on him. And then it becomes sort of, it builds anxiety with him as he gets older. And now this need for that happens. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. But also as a mom, there also has to be a level of self-awareness with you. Like with me, I can tell there's a discernment. I can tell that, okay, my son doesn't respond to this. The problem starts if you now force that kind of behavior onto him. That would might I'm no expert, but I'm like seeing like as that if you force it might lead to that sort of anxiety. But if you also use some self-awareness to use, maybe he doesn't respond to this as much, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love me or he doesn't want me to be there for him, just in a different way,
right?
And then the way that I am trying to give him.
And tell me, would you be offended if somebody says your kids are mama's boys?
Absolutely not. I don't see that offensive at all. Okay. What's wrong with loving your child? It would be if they say your kids are maybe suffering from being a mommy's boy, then it would be offensive. But if they're flourishing from being mommy's boys, then no way.
I love it for you. How old are your boys?
One is 11 and the other is 15.
Oh, keep on, mama. Keep on. Thank you so much for sharing with us, yeah?
Thank you, Carol. Not a problem. Best. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you. Let's take a listen to a last batch of your reactions to this conversation.
Hey, Carol. Wow, I really like that podcast. It really gives us a different kind of perspective when we're looking at mommy's boys in terms of the good side and the bad side.
Yes.
And I think if we analyze that situation in terms of where the mom is, we can actually understand what future you're going to have with this man because of the effect that the mom is having on his life. I'm dating a mommy's boy, and I absolutely love it. I think he is the most emotionally intelligent man I've ever met in my life, and it is super attractive. I give all the credit to his mom. I think that's really important. We need more men like that. And she's definitely on the positive side.
Good morning, Carol.
Morning.
I'm a mama's boy, and I'm proud of it.
Mm.
I think it teaches us to be accountable and also to have a conscience, you know, especially based on gender-based violence. Having a mom and a sister, we wouldn't want that to happen to them. So we practice what we preach and keep our hands away. It also keeps us very compassionate as well. I mean, we are lovers, and it's all thanks to our mothers. Thank you. Have a lovely day.